amazing that these young people were singing my sermon.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything. I just said affirmation that God wanted me to say what I got to say.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
Tell them I'm not. Now, during this time of the year, we sing songs that are packed with biblical theology.
Yes.
Songs like "Old Little Town of Bethlehem."
Yes.
"Angels We Have Heard."
Yes.
"Silent Night." Not that temptation stuff. "Oh, come on, all ye faithful."
Yes.
There are songs that we sing each year during the Christmas season. And so often we sing those songs without paying any attention to what we are singing about. And you look, this song, "Go Tell It on the Mountain," is packed with theology.
Yes.
Yeah. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ was born. While shepherds kept their watch over silent flock by night. Behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. The shepherd feared and trembled when the Lord above the earth bring out the angels' chorus that held our Savior's birth. Go tell it over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it that Jesus Christ, down in a lowly manger, our humble Christ was born. God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morning. Go tell it over the mountains, over the hills, and everywhere. Tell it that Jesus Christ was born. Beautiful. That the word has witnessed many nights since it was created by God. This world has witnessed all kinds of things since it's been created by God. And many of those nights have passed without anything memorable or remarkable taking place. On April 14, 1865, the world went to sleep rejoicing that the Civil War had ended, not knowing that on April 15, 1865, the President Abraham Lincoln would be assassinated. The night passed, and it seemed like there wasn't anything remarkable until the morning came that they realized that the president was dead. December the 6th, 1941 was an uninterruptible night which found Asia and all of Europe involved in World War II. The United States going about its business rejoicing after Franklin Roosevelt had delivered this country out of Great Depression. But the next morning, December the 7th, a day that the president said was a day of infamy, because it was a day that the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, forever changing the course of history.
Yes.
November 21st, President and Mrs. Kennedy slept comfortable in a hotel room in Texas. And it didn't look like anything of any importance would happen, but the next day, November the 27th, the president was assassinated in Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
September the 10th, 2001 was just an ordinary night in New York City. But September the 11th changed the course of history, because all it took is one night and the whole world can change. Beautiful, one night. in Bethlehem,
yes,
of Judea.
Yes.
And that night seemed to pass like any other ordinary night, except the fact that angels on Judea's hill made music to lowly shepherds. And they said to them, "Far unto you."
Yeah.
On this day, in the day of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, and this shall be a sign unto you. And ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, for there were no room for them in the inn. Beautiful. Let's take a look at what happened. What happened that night? Let's look at what changed that night. Some worshipers were changed. Not just worshipers in the temple or in the synagogue. Let's look closely at who came to worship. Shepherds. Dirt people. Beulah's shepherds were considered outcasts. And they could not attend a temple worship service because of the smell, because of their menial occupation. They smelled like sheep. They were dirty outcasts. They were marginalized and were unable to enter into the temple because of their lowly station in life. Nobody cared much about a shepherd. Nobody wanted to be around shepherds because they smelled again like sheep. They slept outside with sheep. They were ceremonially unclean during that time. And the angels could have gone to Herod's palace and spoke to some of those folks. And Jesus could have been born in the palace behind those walls. But had he been born in the palace behind the walls, then you and I wouldn't have had access to it.
All right.
Some help in here. God came to the lowly outcast. Yeah, the lowly outcast and the dirty like you and I. Mm-hmm. To tell the world that we are now included in the family of God. Now, you won't shout much about that. If you think you are more than you really are, you won't carry on in this worship service this morning about that. If you got money in the bank and you drive a nice car, you live in a fine house, you got a good job with high visibility and walking around with your briefcase thinking that you all got in a bag of pepper hole pills, but the rest of us, help me, Holy Spirit, need this message of grace. The rest of us need this message of salvation. Listen, every one of us in here this morning is as dirty as a sheep. Lowly outcast and marginalized. And if God wanted to, he could have ended us last night. Am I right about it? They are worshiping in church. They take care who they sit by. Particularly if they don't want to be around people who make a lot of noise. I'm serious. Sometimes you need to watch people. They sit over there. But because they didn't come here to get musty and shook up. They didn't come here for their mascara to run and mess up their makeup. Because it took them a long time. in hell right now. Choose you, that'll make you shout this morning, because there are She would watch him turn water into wine. She would watch him heal the sick. She would watch him raise the dead. Watch him give sight to the blind. Watch him make the lame walk. Watch him make the dumb come. Watch him die on Friday night. Watch him get up early on Sunday morning. And she had to ponder these things in her heart. Now, Beulah, when you think about what God has done for you, when you ponder those things in your heart, it bubbles over into expressions. Because you just can't keep that kind of stuff in your heart. The wonderful thing that God has done for you, you got to go and tell it. Jump.